We've got ourselves a tremendous Monday program. What's going on? Welcome to the jungle. My name is Jim Rome. It is great to be with you. And I'll tell you why today's show is so great in just 1 minute. Program, of course, brought to you by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Great Monday show for the following reasons. Coming up next segment, a Super Bowl 53 champ. In fact, he's got a couple of rings to his credit. Patriots linebacker Kyle Van Noy. That's coming up next segment. So whenever you can get another Patriot on, and that means we're going back-to-back, that's a good thing. Fired up about that. Also coming up today, Kelvin Sampson, Houston Cougars head coach. That's always a good thing. John Morant, Murray State Racers guard, joins me in hour number three. And I've got a lot of good things to talk about on a Monday. It's going to be a good show. If you know what you want to talk about, hit me up right now. 1-800-636-8686. Go where you want with it. Follow me on Twitter at Jim Rome. Email me at Rome, R-O-M-E, at habitate.com. Kyle Van Noy is coming up next segment. Why don't we start with some football? You know, I get this all the time, right? Hey, Rome, who's your favorite team? Hey, Rome, who is your favorite team? Come on, man. I know you have one. Who is it? And my answer is always exactly the same. I do not have a favorite team. I do not root. In fact, they pay me not to root. That's my job. I don't root. I can't root. I got to be objective. I'm not a fanboy. I don't root. I don't root for any one team. I don't root for any one player. I don't root for any one coach. I don't root. I don't root for anything other than something to talk about. So you want my favorite team? All right, I'll give you my favorite team. My favorite team is, always has been, and always will be, Team Content. That is my favorite team. Whatever is best for the program, whatever is best for the show, whatever creates the best content, that's what I root for. That's my favorite team. But that does not stop the questions from coming. And they have started yet again. Hey, Rome, the Alliance of American Football has kicked off. Who's your favorite team in the Alliance? Everywhere I go, I'm hearing that. Who's your favorite team? Are you a Birmingham Iron guy? Do you pull for the Arizona Hotshots? Are you going hashtag all hands on deck with the San Diego Fleet? Didn't you live in San Diego, Rome? Aren't you a Fleet guy? And my answer to that is, of course, I'm not a Hotshots guy or a Memphis Express guy or an Orlando Apollos guy. I am an Alliance guy. I am all in on the Alliance because to me, the Alliance is awesome. Steve Spurrier, Mike Singletary, Mike Riley, Dennis Erickson. Are you kidding me? And those are just a few of the coaches. You've got some serious juice right there. But they're not just rolling out a bunch of legends and expecting everybody to just tune in. They're pushing the envelope in a bunch of areas, looking to innovate. As an example, they've got the microphones open during replay reviews.
Be able to listen in.
Ground, the ball hits the ground. I'm going to let this stand.
Terry Valenti, the replay
official.
He's
rolling on the ground. He's using the ground to keep it in there. The ball, the ground helps him. We're going to let it stand.
So she's going to agree with the call on the field. No touchdown. She feels that the ground helped the catch at the end of the catch.
Definitely touched. The ball is down on the ground sliding. Okay, we're going to, wait a minute, 1 second. We've got an elbow down. It's got it and touched. Nope, we're going to overturn this and reverse this to a catch in the end zone for a score by Orlando. He's got possession. He tucks it in. His elbow hits.
I like it. I like it. It's a good idea. I've never been more locked in on a replay than I was on that one. Terry Valenti. So she's watching the video, and they've got an open mic on her. I like that. That's cool. But it's not just about the open mics. And this is not just about saying that any football is good football, because that's a lie. Any football is not good football. Ask the Pro Bowl. But Alliance football is not the Pro Bowl. Far from it. And if you didn't know that before, you will in a second. Just ask San Diego Fleet quarterback Mike Bercovici about that. Alvy, roll it.
Bercovici never saw the man coming, and he is lit up. face.
Holy crap. Have you seen the video of that? Have you seen the video of that lick? Do that in the NFL, they will ban you for life. Do that in the street, and you're looking at 20 years to life. That's an insane hit. Never mind the dude's bonnet popped right off and rolled like 100 feet. I'm shocked his head was not still inside of it. Also, how can you not like Arizona Hotshots coach Rick Neuheisel leading the post-game victory celebration in their locker room? Seeing that makes me want to do shots. Hell, hey, look, I'm not going to get into the TV ratings because there's nothing more boring than talking about or tweeting about TV ratings. But let me just say this. The Alliance did itself proud. It's a damn strong start for that league this weekend. If you tuned in, you saw some good action. If you did not tune in, I would suggest you start in week two. As an example, how good was the Alliance this weekend? Even the worst part was good. And when I'm talking about the worst part, I'm talking about Christian Hackenberg. Remember when he was at Penn State and he was a lock to go in the first round and then he ends up going 51st overall to the Jets, but he was still seen as the heir apparent. And then he crashed out of the league before he played a single regular season game. Yeah, well, things didn't get much better for him in the Alliance. Hackenberg was the starting quarterback for the Memphis Express yesterday against Birmingham. And let me tell you, it was ugly. How ugly? 10 for 23, 87 yards, and one pick. That ugly. Oh, and here's another thing. The other great thing about the Alliance, on-field mics. Ask Hack about this play.
Third and nine. It was great that game. Hackenberg too high on that one. Incomplete on third down, looking for Reese Horn. You can hear it. Apologize for the language. That's all him. He knows it.
He lets that ball sail, and then he lets the F-bombs fly. It was amazing. And that was not the only time that H. Berg went F-bomb.
They have not. Here they come, third and long. They get the job done again.
That's incredible. That's awesome. The reaction from Hackenberg, not the actual play from Hackenberg. And if I'm Christian, I'm turning off my notifications on Twitter because the beating that he took on the field was nothing compared to the beating that he was taking online. But this is my point. The Alliance was so good that even its worst player was must-see TV. That's how great this league is. So, my house isn't a Fleet house or an Iron house or a Legends house or a Commander's house. My house is an Alliance house, and I suggest that you do the same. I know where I'll be next Saturday and Sunday, right in front of the TV with the speakers up full blast, hoping Hackenberg is there as well. And while I do not want to lobby for opportunities right here, I'm not about that. I just want my bosses, Sean McManus and David Burson, to know whenever you need to fire up views from Rome for the Alliance, I am here for it. I'll fuel up Air Rome for some takes on the Hot Shots and the Fleet. You just let me know. I've got takes for days, and so far so good with the Alliance. I can't get enough of it because I am about team content, and this is premium content. And again, that whole thing about there's no such thing as bad football, oh, there is. There's bad football. The Pro Bowl is bad football. The XFL back in the day was bad football. This is good football. This is neither one of those two things. Now, don't get it twisted. I'm not saying it's the NFL. I'm saying it's good. It's really good content. 1-800-636-8686. Hit me up right now. What do you want to talk about? I've got an ATP coming up later on, too. Kyle Van Noy is coming up next segment. All right, some other things. Big weekend for the Lakers. I want to recap the Lakers-Sixers game. Lots to get to right there. Remember, the Sixers made that big deal for Tobias Harris, and the big question was, all right, no doubt, big swing. Got to respect it. Brass move. How long is it going to take them to come together? How long is it going to take them to gel? I think we have our answer. About 5 minutes. Man, they look great. They beat Denver. They hammer the Lakers. Quite a weekend for Magic Johnson. So Magic gets on a plane, and he goes to the Lakers to tell them, hey, listen, we're a family. I know that I threatened to trade every one of you not named LeBron, but come on, man, bring it in. Let's hug it out. It's all good. And then they went out, and they got knocked out. Oh, and Magic also made the point of saying that the Pelicans did not negotiate in good faith. Man, that is so rich. That is so freaking rich. The Pelicans did not negotiate in good faith. Their superstar asked for a trade, and they effectively let them know where they want him traded. But they didn't negotiate in good faith. That's pretty funny. The only thing better or funnier than getting worked by Dell Demps is crying about it after it happened. Irv, that's not a good look at all. Man, let it go. Hefty trying to finish what he couldn't finish yesterday. And in fact did. All right, I've got that for you. Getting it done at Pebble. You're about 6 months too late. I've got that for you a little bit later on. This email says, Rome, the AAF is truly amazing. I'm off to the best start in my career. I could not be happier. Extra sprinkles for everyone at practice today. Jubilantly yours, Mike Riley. Aaron in Omaha, warn me avoiding the AAF at all costs so I don't have to watch insufferable Michael Riley smiling ear to ear while listening to elevator music in his headphones during the game. Aaron in Omaha, hey bro, it didn't work out. Sorry, it didn't work out. You've got the coach of your dreams right now. Mike Riley's moved on. It didn't work out, man. Turn the page. Turn the page, man. Life's short. You're getting left behind. Hey, Romy, I'm not sure if the Orlando Apollos are for real or if the San Antonio Commanders can keep up offensively with their depleted offensive line. But what I do know is that I need more Cheetos. Signed, Basement Dwelling. Unemployed clones, desperate for pro football. Sean in Ottawa wore the XFL because why not? Eh, screw it. This is the XFL. Hey, listen, I don't know if you didn't see it this weekend. I don't know if you didn't listen to my opening take. I'm telling you, I'm here for it. I'm not saying it's the NFL. I'm saying it's pretty damn good. It was a good weekend. There was a lot to like. Hey, Rome, I wonder if the Pelicans put Magic on hold when he called. I bet he waited for hours. What a loser. Signed, Josh in Detroit. Casey in New Hampshire. We're going to Josh in Detroit instead of Matt in L.A. That'll never happen. You can hate Matt, and a lot of you do. You can hate Josh. A lot of you don't because you really don't even care. I'm never going to take a call from Josh before Matt. Period. I don't think that's such a controversial hot take either. When we come back, Kyle Van Noy joins us. So we go back-to-back Patriots, Friday to Monday. The Patriots jumping the weekend. I like it. Don't go anywhere. That's next. As any coach or GM will tell you, the foundation of any great team is great talent. So it's no surprise that teams dedicate so much time and effort towards finding the right players. The same rule applies when it comes to hiring. You need top talent, but you don't have endless resources to find it. Luckily, you do have ZipRecruiter. They scout talent for you with ZipRecruiter. One click sends your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards. But they don't stop there. Their powerful matching technology scans thousands of resumes to find people with the right experience and invites them to apply to your job. It is so effective that 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the very first day. With results like that, it is no wonder that ZipRecruiter is the highest rated hiring site in America. Right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address. ZipRecruiter.com/Rome. ZipRecruiter.com/ROME. I use the service. It's amazing. Trust me. Take me up on this. Try it for free. ZipRecruiter.com/ROME. The smartest way to hire.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Welcome back. Jim Rome with you on this Monday. Great show. Good day. As promised, we are joined right now by a linebacker for the Patriots. He is a two-time Super Bowl champion, three tackles, a sack, three quarterback hits in Super Bowl 53. He led the team in tackles this season. He was an All-American at BYU. He was the 40th pick overall in 2014. He makes his return to the show. You might remember he was Kyle number 29 from the Kyle streak back in the day, which I will get into momentarily. Kyle Van Noy is my guest. Kyle, it's great to have you on the show.
Jim,
good morning. How are you?
Jim, thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it. That was some love right there on the intro. That's what I like to hear. It's turned into the KVN show. That's what I call it when I'm on the radio. So let's get it.
My man, I love that. It is the KVN show, and that is what it turns into because your content, your good content. Listen, I had your teammate, Lawrence Guy, on the show last week. We talked about what it feels like to be a Super Bowl champion. Let me ask you this. How does it feel to be a two-time Super Bowl champion? Kyle, has it sunk in yet?
Honestly, it really hasn't. It's been a whirlwind, you know, of a week and a day now, and I've just been truly honored to represent Pat's Nation, baby. We're small right now because everybody doesn't like us for winning again, but you know, it doesn't matter. The ones that are with us, it's all love, and what a blessing to win again.
It's the KVN show. Starring Kyle Van Noy. I'm Jim Rome. I'm going to talk to you about that in a minute, that part about the fact that people don't want to see you win. But, you know, I know it's sinking in, Kyle, but this notion of winning a second time, like in the week leading up to the Super Bowl, I was in Atlanta. I spoke to former Rams receiver Torrey Holt. He's got that one ring. He said that winning one is special, but when you win two, it puts you in a completely different class. Does it feel that way to you?
Yeah, I would agree with that. I mean, how many people can say they have two? And then, you know, I look at some of my teammates and I get jealous because a couple of them have three, or like Tom, who has six. It's really an honor to win one, but to win two is absurd. I try to keep hitting myself like, yeah, it's real. You're a Super Bowl champ. But then to win defensively like that in against a high-powered offense that had only 3 points, that's insane.
Listen,
they're that good.
Yeah, and Kyle, that's
a three. That was impressive.
Excuse me, I was going to say, Kyle, that's a thing. I was going to jump in there because not only are you guys doing stuff, I want to get into this too. You guys, almost to a man, were doing things that you didn't show during the regular season, and some things that some of you guys have never done at all. But you went up against one of the most explosive offenses in NFL history, held them to 30 points below their average. That's not supposed to happen. It's not supposed to be possible. So how do you explain that?
Well, I think it's a number of things. I think it started against the Chargers, to be honest. And it started before that when we started the run towards the end of the regular season and making teams more one-dimensional. And then it carried over to the playoffs, but we weren't finishing. We gave 20, I don't know how many points to the Chargers, a lot, and then the Chiefs a lot. But we played really well in the beginning of the game. So we knew that we would start off hot against the Rams. We had confidence with that. We just knew we needed to keep it the entire game. And the game plan that the coaches gave us, the execution that the players did it with high intensity and physicality. I mean, if you watch that game and you come away with one thing, you can say the Patriots are damn physical after that game. Like, that's what we pride ourselves on, and that's what we were all about that game.
Kyle Van Noy, my guest, you know, watching that game, I thought that early on. That was one of the first things that I thought, the first impression that the Patriots made is how physical you guys were playing against them. You had that monster sack of Jared Goff in the second quarter where you nearly ended his game right there. What were you seeing on that play, and what were you looking to do when you closed in on him?
You're talking about when I smacked the receiver
right,
and chased him down, or are you talking about
no.
sack?
No, the sack. The sack when you got to Goff.
The sack? Honestly, it ended up being a broken play, and we had really, really good coverage on the back end, and we took away his primary reads. The front did a good job of getting him off the spot, and I tried to take his head off. You know, I know you're not supposed to do that in the NFL anymore, but that's what I tried to do.
Kyle, and in terms of the receiver, you mentioned that. I mean, Reynolds, you put a lick on him early in the game. What about that shot, and do you feel like you set the tone for the physical brand of play that we saw the rest of the day with that shot?
Yeah, I wanted to set the tone. Like, you ain't, if you're going to come on my side, you're going to get hit. And that's what I'm all about. I'm about physicality. I'm about setting the tone. And I feel like we did that as a whole. It wasn't just myself. If you watch the run game, we knocked that dead pretty quickly. And then in the pass game, we have the best secondary in the league, and they showed up the entire game. And then when you marry the rush with the coverage, I mean, it was clinic display of what we did on last Sunday.
Patriot Kyle Van Noy joining us. He's got a couple of rings to his credit. You know, you made the point, and I've talked about this. It's a quote that you've said, and I've reset this on the show, Kyle. Quote, "We don't got stars. We've got elite football players." Can you break that down for me? What do you mean by that, and what's it say about your defense?
Well, we got dudes that we don't have any – well, we have one Pro Bowler, Steph, but – he doesn't even talk, so you wouldn't even know really much about him.
Right, right.
That's my guy, man. I love that guy. He don't say nothing. He just balls. And, you know, that's kind of what we pride ourselves on is we don't, you know, a lot of guys, in my opinion, get overlooked with the Pro Bowl selections and the All-Pro status. But they've been really good in this league for a long time, like Devin McCourty, Patrick Chung, Trey Flowers, Hightower, just to name a few, Lawrence Guy. Those guys are really, really good football players. They're smart. They're physical. They work hard. They don't say much. They just show up every Sunday. And that's what they've been doing their whole careers. That's why some of them have 3 Super Bowls to their name. And, you know, they don't get no love. And I don't understand it. It's because they don't talk or – they're not flashy. I don't get it, but they deserve a lot of credit. Those dudes are studs.
Kyle, do you think any of that is like the Patriot way? I mean, you guys have a certain way, and it obviously works beautifully. You're stacking rings, but you guys aren't about look at me or fronting for yourselves. Is that anything to do with the fact that you don't get more credit, or is it something else?
Yeah. I'd say it's a little bit of everything. You know, you could count it as that, but, you know, I don't know. I also think it might be to do with playing with Tom Brady, and that's okay. We like it that way.
Kyle Van Noy joining us. So what's that like? For instance, when you went over there, and we could talk about how they got you in that trade. I mean, they've made some really good trades, but I can't point to a trade that was better than the one they got with you. You probably had some thoughts about Tom Brady, having watched him from afar. What did you know about him that maybe you didn't know? Like, what do you know now that maybe you didn't know when you first got there, and what's it like to play with him?
Well, honestly, I played against him, and he's so good that you're kind of like, I just don't like him.
Right.
But then you meet him, and he's such a good dude. I know there's lots of guys on the record saying that. One in particular, Harrison, he played him for years and was like, man, I just wanted to hate him. But then you meet him, you talk football with him, you're on the same team with him, and it's like he's like family. He treats you like you're his brother, and, you know, it's kind of love from there. And he is the best to ever do it in football at the quarterback position, and to be on his team and to be able to represent with him, it's sick. And he's just a good dude, and that's easy to say when he shows love all the time. I mean, yeah.
Talking of Patriot Kyle Van Noy, yeah, and he's got 6 rings, and he's a great guy to play with. You know, I mentioned, before I let you go, the Patriots have won a lot of trades, but I'm not sure there are too many trades where they've gotten over the way they did when they got you. All that's happened since that trade is you've been a key part of 3 teams that have gone to the Super Bowl. You've won a couple of rings. Kyle, is there any part of you that wants to say to everybody, what do you have to say now? How do you like me now?
Oh, yeah, I want to say that all the time. But, you know, I don't want to ever say it's just me, because without the players that I have on my team doing their part, I wouldn't be able to do mine. So, of course, I felt like I always had the talent and the skill to play in this league. It just wasn't used correctly where I was at. And I feel like when Bill Belichick traded for me, and the guys upstairs traded for me. They had a whole plan in mind, and boy, it turned out lovely, and I've loved every second of it. I've been part of 3 Super Bowl teams, and won 2 times. I mean, it's a dream come true. And really, what anyone else has to say about me and my skills, you know, they can kick rocks.
Kyle Van Noy, it is lovely. They can't kick rocks. Let me ask you, you made the point of saying, hey, look, people do not want us to win. We know this. Kyle, was there any point during the year, maybe even after the loss to Jacksonville, the 24-point loss to Tennessee, where you thought maybe it's just not our year? Or did you really know deep down we'll put it together late the way we usually do?
You know, I never favored this year in any direction. We try to keep it positive and always even keel, never too high, never too low, because it's a long season. In those early parts of the year, I was telling players, as Jacksonville players were, you know, talking trash, that championships aren't won in the warm weather. It's won in the cold, baby. And that's kind of the attitude we had all year, that it's not a sprint, it's a marathon. And the beauty of football is you have 16 opportunities, and you can do whatever you can win all those. You can lose some, you can lose all of them. But at the end of the day, you're trying to get to one goal and one goal in mind, and that's getting the playoffs. And then after that, and it's a race to the finish line to get to that game. And we knew we had the talent. We knew we had the players, the right coaches. They had great game plans all year. We just kept at it and kept at it and kept working. And eventually, you know, we just cracked the code and played Patriot football here in the playoffs. I mean, if you watch that defensive performance, I don't think there's been, you know, quarterbacks that have thrown that low or whatever. I don't know the stats. I don't really care. But at the end of the day, we just won another championship, and people can't really say nothing right now.
They can't. Nobody can take that from you. Let's come full circle on this. I think we have some listeners that would really be interested in what you have to say about this before I let you go. And I don't know if you remember, Kyle, but back in the day, years ago, when you were at BYU, I did a streak of interviews with athletes named Kyle, and you were number 29 in that streak. Honestly,
yeah,
one of the best
that
in the streak.
Sick.
It was fun, man. It was fun. When you look back on your time at BYU, what kind of thoughts do you have?
Oh, man. That was a long time ago. Honestly, to look back at those times, it is the man upstairs has blessed me with so much. You know, I've been given so much, and that's why I give. I think one of the best things that I have that my wife and I have done since that time is start our own foundation, the Van Noy Valor Foundation.org. If you want to check it out, it's great. We work with foster care, struggling youth in the community, and adoption, and we just try to strengthen kids for success and whatever it is they want to do. And that's kind of, you know, me to a T, is I always want to give back. You know, I have people, I'll give the sweatshirt off my back for someone. That's just the type of love I have. I'm all about spreading love in this world. And, you know, that's me. I just want to spread love, baby. And I've been living. I would say growing up, I was just, you know, trying to make my way. But now I'm truly living life and loving life. I would say since my BYU experience, I'm loving life.
Good for you, Kyle. Really quickly, if the listeners want more information about the foundation, where do they go to get it?
Van Noy Valor Foundation.org.
He is a 2-time Super Bowl champion. He was an All-American at BYU, and that right there is the KVN show.
Woo!
Kyle Van Noy.
We killed it.
We killed it, man, especially you. Kyle, congrats, man. So good to hear your voice.
Thanks, man.
And really good to have you on the show, Kyle. Great job.
All right, thanks. Everybody tuning in, show love to Jim all the time, man. He's a beast at what he does. He's great to be a part of on his journey. Thanks for having me, Jim.
Kyle, you're the best. You're a beast at what you do, and it's great to be a part of your journey, too. The KVN show. Did I or did I not say at the top of the program it was going to be a good show? And then whenever a guest comes on and says, this is the KVN show, there are good shows when I'm on the radio. I know it's going to be a good interview. and it was awesome. Kyle Vannoy, Patriot, champion, two-time champion. Hope you enjoyed that. And if you're here to hate the Patriots, you probably didn't. How do you not respect that guy? The way he approaches it, the way he gets after it, and that defense and the job, that number they did on the Rams. Have to respect it. You know, I didn't get into it. I want to. There are so many guys in that defense. I'll get to a break in 10 seconds. So many guys in that defense that did things in that game that they did not do the entire year. Played positions they didn't play the entire year. Did things some of them have never done their entire lives. And they did it on that big stage. That's the genius of those players and that coaching staff. Now I'm done. Thanks to Kyle Vannoy and the KVN show. Time for a sports update. Here's the latest. Andrew Bogish.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
I'm still reveling in the KVN show. So's this guy, Born Rebel 2016 tweets. He's got a freaking golden ticket. Wore the KVN show.
KVN show.
It's good content. I told you I'm a fan of content. Good content. Team content. ATP Ask the Pros brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. You want to go to CBSSportsRadio.com/AskThePros. Submit your question. Listen later on. I might answer yours. And think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices. Excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. So the Kyle streak. You might be new to the program. We've had two famous streaks on the show. The Rex streak, which is one of the most amazing things we've ever done. And the Kyle streak, not as amazing, only because it's a much more common name. However, I did interview somebody named Kyle 30 days in a row back in the year 2011. And that's why I mentioned that Kyle Vannoy was Kyle 29. Let me very quickly run down the Kyle streak for you. Again, not the same as the Rex streak, because Rex is such an uncommon name. Finding people named Rex was not easy. Finding people named Kyle was pretty easy. But still, we were kind of caught up in the streak, so we did it. Let me run down the Kyle streak quickly from 2011. Kyle 1, Kyle Brandt.
That's what they play over and over, and it just kicked ass.
Kyle 2, Kyle Vandenbosch.
It's our responsibility to give this city the football that they deserve.
Kyle 3, Kyle Turley.
Pull the rug out from under some young kids.
Kyle 4, Kyle Orton.
I'm not going to worry about, you know, what Tim does.
Kyle Lowry.
Guys want to make a deal, but you know, it's just not working right now.
Again, this is all from the same streak. I'm not just pulling random sound bites. This is all from the Kyle streak. Kyle number 6, our guy Kyle Williams.
It's a great place to have a family. The fans are passionate about it.
He's talking about Buffalo. Kyle Whittingham.
The way we approached that game was not good, and that's on me as the head coach.
Phillies pitcher Kyle Kendrick.
They tried to sell it. They weren't very smart because it had my name on it.
Number 9, Kyle Petty.
Like jumping from junior college into the NFL. I just don't think she's ready.
Vikings tight end Kyle Rudolph.
If I could do it again, I would definitely go back to Notre Dame.
Cardinals pitcher Kyle Loesch.
Probably the most nervous I've been on a baseball field.
Eagles guard Kyle Devan.
It's a great honor. It matches up there with playing in the Super Bowl.
All right, now we're going deep. Number 13 was a quadruple amputee, Kyle Maynard.
Lucky number 13. I'm honored to be part of the streak.
My man. Number 14, Bengals center, Kyle Cook.
Seeing the group of Kyles you had so far, and privileged to be on it.
Well, so now I'm going pretty deep, right? A center for the Bengals. Number 15, Louisville guard, Kyle Couric.
I think the white suit definitely helped close the deal.
Number 16, we had a Navy SEALs trainer, Kyle Schlicker.
I found this job just like you find any other job, really, on Monster.com.
ZipRecruiter, actually. Number 17, an MMA fighter, Kyle Kingsbury.
when I'm walking out to a song like that, it makes me smile and make me laugh.
All right, now we got deep. This is great. I remember this one. Do you remember this one? We had a professional paintballer, Kyle Spica.
There's a flag in the middle. Get the flag, and that gives you a point.
What, you mean like capture the flag? All right, so he was number 18. So if I'm already going to a professional paintballer at number 18, maybe there weren't as many Kyles as I thought. Kyle, number 19, a safety for the Broncos at that time, Kyle McCarthy.
I thought I might be able to escape without getting this. I'm on the Jim Rome show, so I understand.
There you go. Arizona Wildcats guard, Kyle Fogg.
You know, a lot of my followers showing me love, trying hard to get me on the show, and it worked out.
So you see a theme, right? These guys are talking about the streak at this point. They're talking about how followers are going to them, saying be on the show, or this guy's saying I'm on with Jim Rome, it's a good thing. Number 21, a former NBAer. Remember Kyle Macy?
I don't know if I've ever done one just on the fact that my parents named me Kyle.
I love that. He was a good baller. 22. 22A, actually. Jets corner, Kyle Wilson.
I know what goes on over there at Boise.
All right, the reason we had an AB was we double booked that day. To ensure the streak, we doubled up. Also on that day, September 8th, 2011, Kyle Busch.
What streak am I on? I don't know what you're talking about.
What streak am I on? He didn't even know. The 23rd was a tight end for Boise State, Kyle Ifa.
Listen to your show. I watch your Jim Rome is burning all the time.
Number 24. Again, this is the year 2011. Kyle Kozier.
We're running a two-minute drill, and I look over, and I go, hey, Whit, look, there's Pee-wee.
Dallas Cowboys guard. Number 25, we found a pro poker player to keep the streak alive. Kyle Cartwright.
Well, if I flop a set and the board's really draw heavy, praise that flop.
Exactly. Number 26, to extend the streak, a Missouri State baller. Basketball player, Kyle Weems.
It's new. I like the touch screen. I like the way it slides up.
Talking technology. Number 27 in the Kyle streak. A kicker for Boise State, Kyle Brotzman.
Helped me get through a whole lot of that stuff, knowing that I had players and coaches support.
Number 28, not the same Kyle Williams, but a different Kyle Williams, a wide receiver for the 49ers.
Caught that touchdown, first thing I thought of is maybe I'll be able to get on Jim Rome's show now.
There you go. And then the aforementioned KVN show. He was a linebacker for BYU. This should be interesting. You just heard Kyle Van Noy. This is how he sounded back in 2011 when he was at BYU.
Number 29, best Kyle over here.
My man hasn't changed at all. He was at KVN show back then.
Number 29, best Kyle over here.
Dude. Hey, you know what? The toughest guy to book, the hardest guy to book, the guy that everybody was like, hey, Rome, why don't you get Kyle? I'm like, I'm trying. We can't turn him. The guy that we really wanted, that we finally were able to get, because I think some of his boys finally convinced him to do it, was number 30, Kyle Korver.
I'm getting, like, blown up by all my friends. They're like, yo, Jim Rome is calling you out right now. Like, they're all really worried for me, you know? Like, they're, like, kind of scared of you a little bit or something. And you're like, yo, either they're doing some Kyle show, like, this streak, you got to call in. And they're, like, texting me, like, you got 14 minutes to call in. Like, he's getting really excited about this. And then it's, like, 12 minutes, 7 minutes, like, this big countdown. And I was like, man, I gotta do this, apparently.
He's right. That's all true. And you can tell he had no idea what it was about. Like, his friends are like, dude, you got to do it. Don't get on the wrong side of this guy. Don't get on the wrong side of the karma. He's all hyped up. And I was. And people were calling up back at that time saying, hey, Rome, how about Kyle Korver? Great idea. That was kind of like during the Rex streak. Hey, Rome, what about Rex Grossman? Right. If you think about a Kyle streak or a Rex streak, those are probably the two first guys you would think of. Kyle Korver and Rex Grossman. Like, you're telling me something I didn't already know. They just were hard guys to turn. But then when Korver showed up, he showed up in a big way, and he closed the show. Except number 29 was the guy. Kyle Van Noy. I gotta agree with Kyle Van Noy.
Number 29, best Kyle over here.
KVN show. That's a great first hour. When we come back, I'm talking Lakers. Lots of Lakers. Stay tuned.